Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, their first hit, Shop Around, 1960, and that was the very first million-selling number one record on the R&B charts for Motown Records. Smokey, great to talk to you this morning. Can you still remember how you felt when they told you what a smash that song of yours was?
Oh, yeah, Bob, how could I forget that, man? It was the first million-seller, and, you know, got the ball rolling for Motown and for the Miracles of me, and... You know, it was, yeah, no, I'll never forget that.
That played a big part along with those hits you wrote and recorded, like Tears of a Clown and Tracks of My Tears with the Miracles. So you look back on that and you feel that really launched Motown?
Well, yeah, they all had a part in it, man, you know, but what launched it, like I said, was Shop Around and Money, That's What I Want by Barrett Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two that launched it.
Mm-hmm.
But those other hits came later on down the line when we were having a bunch of hits, man.
You wrote, produced, and sang dozens of great songs for the Miracles in the 60s and early 70s. What is it with all your songs about tears and crying? You always seemed like such a happy guy.
Well, I'm pretty happy, man, but I just write what I feel at the moment, you know. I'm not, all those songs could not possibly be personal.
Do you go back in your life when you're writing a song, or is it usually about what's happening now?
It depends, man. Yeah, like I said, they're not personal. You know, they're not personal, so I don't mean to say go back in my life. No, I just, whatever hits me at the moment to write about, I try to just write about life and write about the truth. And if I can do that, then I'm fine.
Smokey, were your parents musical? Is that where you got this great gift of yours?
My mother played, we had an old upright piano in the house there, you know, which I started banging on when I was about 4 years old. So we had an old upright piano. My mother sang in church. That's the most. And nobody else in my family was ever professionally an entertainer or a singer.
You eventually became an executive. Barry Gordy made you a vice president at Motown. As a performer, weren't you a little afraid of taking on an office job? I mean, why did you want to do that? Why you became a suit?
No, man. You know, I had been with Barry since before he started Motown, man. And when we first started Motown, there were only five people there. So we did everything. We ordered records, we sent out the records, we took the records to the radio station, we didn't have a promotion man. We did everything. So by the time in 1963, when I was made a vice president, it was nothing new for me, man. It was nothing that I didn't have to change my stuff that I was doing, because I've been doing all this stuff all along. It's just now I'm official.
I got it. Well, that brings us to My Girl and the Temptations. I think I could talk to you for 4 hours just about this, but before we play a bit of it, tell us about that intro to My Girl. The first few seconds of the song, it just immediately grabs you. Where did that come from?
It came from creativity, man. You know, it came from God. You know, I think that all creative stuff comes from God, you know. So I was at the piano, and that's how I started it, you know, and that it felt good to me. It felt good to start it like that, so that's why I did.
What a melody. Just those first few seconds, and then on the record, it's a guitar, isn't it?
No. The bass starts it off. Boom, 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 you know. Then the guitar comes in. Boom, boom, down, boom, down, boom, down. Yeah. But the bass starts it.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside,
yes,
I've got the month of May. That is so simple, but so elegant and memorable. How did that line come to you?
It's just, like I said, man, it's creativity. I don't know how they come. You know, I'm writing. So I think it happens for all writers like that. The line comes to you, and you write it, and you do it, you know. So I don't know how it came. It just came.
When it did you think right away, boy, I've got something here? Those words, that melody, did you have a feeling?
Yeah. See, because of My Girl, the inspiration for My Girl was David Ruffin's voice. David Ruffin was one of the Temptations, and I knew he had that voice. And prior to him, I'd been using Eddie Kendricks to sing all the lead vocals for the hit records that I was doing on the Temptations. And the other guys at Motown was using Eddie Kendricks, but I knew that David Ruffin and Paul Williams were in that group, and they had great voices. So I wanted to write something for David Ruffin to sing Sweet. And that's what my girl is.
Sure is. The musical Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations is playing in Chicago now. You're depicted, Smokey, in the show. You wrote for the Temptations, songs like The Way You Do, The Things You Do, and Get Ready. Did you get involved in all the squabbles and personnel changes they had to make over the years? Did you try to be a peacemaker with them?
No. Otis had that.
Otis Williams.
I tell Otis all the time, he's a rock of show business. He's been to 30 guys, man. And he still manages that group. He still maintains that group. You know, so no, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, and he's still out performing with those Temptations, isn't he?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, here's a song that you wrote for Marvin Gaye. Let's listen to a little bit of Ain't That Peculiar, and then I want to ask you about Marvin. What a great song. Love that melody. Did you come up with the words and the melody for that one?
Well, it was a conglomerate effort. I mean, the origin of that song was my guitarist, a guy named Marv Tarplin, who has passed on now. He was the origin of many songs for me, Tracks of My Tears, Cruising, just on down the line, you know. So he was the origin. He had that guitar riff. And we were in Europe, actually, when we wrote that song. And a couple of the Miracles and I got together with him and wrote that song for Marvin because of that guitar riff.
When Marvin started writing his own songs, were you surprised? Were you bummed out?
No. Marvin was a very talented man. I wasn't surprised whatsoever. No, Marvin and I were very tight. We were together almost every day. So, no, it didn't surprise me whatsoever.
Smokey Robinson has also had a great solo career. Here's one of my favorites. Big hit from 1981. I don't care about anything else but being with you. I know you didn't write that about audiences you play for, but that must be how you feel about performing now after all these years and doing all the concerts you still do, right?
You know, man, that's why I still do it. I mean, I can't find anything that replaces it for me, you know. The joy that I get and the energy that I get from that, I cannot find that anyplace else in life. I've tried it, but, you know, nothing works.
And when you are in the car and you hear one of your songs on the radio, they're always played all the time, everywhere. Do you relive a recording session? Do you think, well, maybe I should have changed a line? What's your reaction usually?
No, man. I just turn it up.
Me too. Well, Smokey, you've got a lot of fans here in the Midwest who can't wait to see you at the Chicago Theater this Saturday night. Thanks so much for talking with us today, and thanks for the soundtrack of our youth, Smokey. Please stay healthy.
Thank you, Bob. God bless you, man.